Cardinal Stage Company's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore features a rotating cast of 16 prominent Bloomington women. The casting choice inspired the WFIU Arts Desk to scout the community for true stories from women about the role clothing has played in their evolution. Leslie Levin moved back to Bloomington in August after more than 40 years away. She spent her life dedicated to Judaism, becoming a para-rabbinic and taking on spiritual duties in the synagogue. WFIU Arts intern Sarah Panfil reports on Levin's choice to wear ritual garb as part of her faith.
This is quite an armful.
Yeah, I can see that.
First of all, I found some more kippahs.
Well, I have probably 7 tallit and probably a dozen kippot.
This one is a leather one. Not quite sure where I got this from.
I'm Leslie Levin. I am a licensed clinical social worker by profession, and I'm also what's called a para-rabbinic fellow. This is in the Reform Jewish movement. They decided that they really needed to train some lay people to do some of the duties that rabbis do in order to accommodate some of the smaller congregations and to help rabbis in large congregations. I grew up as a third-generation Reform Jew. We observed Shabbat every Friday night, and we went to services, and I was very involved in the youth group in my synagogue. I was the first woman president of the youth group. It's always been a part of my life. I can't even remember a time when it wasn't. In Reform Judaism, there's really two important ritual garb. One is the tallit, which is a prayer shawl. It has fringe on the bottom, and there are, in each of the four corners of this, it's a rectangular shawl, there is a special braided, knotted kind of a fringe. In the Torah, it tells us that the corners of our field are to be left unharvested so that the poor can come and take from it. And so these are the four corners of our tallit to represent that. The other major garb is the kippah, or the skull cap. And it is a reminder that we bow our heads before God, or it also reminds us that there is a power greater than we are, and that is God. After I went to para-rabbinic training, I decided that I would always wear a prayer shawl, known as a tallit, when I went to services to pray, and that I would wear a kippah, which is also known as a yarmulke. So that's when I wore them, was when I went to synagogue to pray. About 6 years ago, I became involved in something called Musar. Musar is an ancient tradition of self-development. And what we do is we have different characteristics that we want to develop in ourselves, like truth, joy, patience. And I decided that if I wore a kippah every day, it would remind me of what I was working on that day on myself. And so now, for the last little over a year, about a year and a half, I have been putting on a kippah every single day. And then every time I look in the mirror, every time I reach up to scratch my head, it reminds me, oh, right now I'm working on joy. I feel that women and men should have the same rights and responsibilities within the religion. And so along with my right to wear these things goes the responsibility. In the beginning, it was a little scary. I wasn't sure how people would react to me and how I would react to others. I was afraid that people would think I was being pretentious. And I don't know why I felt that, but I did. And it felt a little uncomfortable because you don't see Jewish women walking around every day wearing a kippah. It has turned out to be one of the most delightful things I've ever done because it has opened up so many conversations for me. I've had some very funny things happen. I was in an elevator and the door opened and a man got in and he looked at me and he said, "I've been to Israel." And I had no idea what I was supposed to say after that. Or the young man who came up to me and said, "What's that beanie on your head?" And then I've had some wonderfully delightful things happen. A young man came up to me at the airport and said, "I think we need to talk." And he turned out he was a rabbinic student, a student rabbi from Cincinnati. And I ended up having dinner with him and his wife and his 10-month-old little boy. It opened up a door for me.
Have there been times when you've had to go without it?
Yes. When I had gallbladder surgery, you can't wear it into surgery. And I kept reaching for it and thinking it's not here. And it felt really strange to take it off. And actually, yesterday, halfway through the day, I said, oh my gosh, I don't have my kippah on. I feel so weird. I actually went home to put my kippah on.
Do you think your relationship with Judaism would be different if you didn't wear the tallit or you didn't wear the kippah?
Probably not. No. Because I didn't for a long time. My relationship was just as, well, maybe not. Maybe now that I think about it. You know, that's a good question. It's like when you put on a fancy dress to go to a fancy party, you know that that's what you're doing. You're going to a party. It's the same kind of thing. It's my symbol that, okay, I'm separating myself from the everyday right now. And I'm putting myself into a special place, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray sincerely. So, yes, I think it does do that for me.
Let's see which one is in here. Oh, this is one from Israel that is also very feminine. You can see it has beading on it, and it's very gauzy looking.
The ones that I like the best are like the one that I'm wearing now, which was, it's beaded, and it's got flowers on it. And it was made in Ethiopia. It's a fair trade item. People were paid a fair wage to do it. So I'm very proud to wear that.
And let's see, I got another one here.
It definitely has enriched my life. I find it both comforting and
this one also has an
empowering at times, that this is something that I can do and it makes me feel better. It makes me feel connected to my ancestors. Both of my parents have died, and it makes me feel connected to them because this was what my mother did and this is what my father did. It makes me feel a part of a community. It makes me feel good.
Leslie Levin spoke with WFIU Arts intern Sarah Panfil. This profile was produced as a compliment to Cardinal Stage Company's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which features a rotating cast of 16 area women.